Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Chatter, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes, it's Drive Time. We're the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Chatter, and I'm joined each week by my sidekicks, Desmond Creighton and Ken Freund. Des is the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. They're known as the hassle-free zone for car repairs. And Ken, our car and motorcycle guru, has a career that spans 40 years as a service advisor, certified technician, vehicle tester, and a writer for several magazines. Folks, you can get involved and ask questions or make comments on our website at drivetimeaz.com. Just submit your question on our Submit Your Question form at the drivetimeaz.com website. We'll answer you during the week, and if you're picked for the question of the week, we'll read it on the air and answer it during the show, and you'll win a prize. You can also win a prize by sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite. So while you're thinking about it, go to drivetimeaz.com and enter today. Folks, we have some great show sponsors. If you get a chance, please stop in and tell them you appreciate that they've taken the time and contributed the money to make Drive Time possible. We're so blessed to have sponsors that we can endorse, not just promote. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service is your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. All New Again Paintless Dent Repair makes hail damage and other types of dents and dings invisible or it's free. Five Star Cars is a no-pressure dealer for top-quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Bennett Oil is a family-owned business, and it served the Quad Cities petroleum needs since 1938. Folks, that's 85 years. Go see Third Shot Coffee and Acai at the Gateway Mall for a nutritious pick-me-up, or get juiced at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley in front of the hospital. It's easy to contact any of our sponsors. Just go to drivetimeaz.com, click on their logo, and you'll be magically transported directly to their website. While you're on the website, look for Ken's picture and the links under it to get linked up or hooked up, whatever you want to call it, to car shows in the area and motorcycle rides and events. You'll also find links to podcasts of our previous shows so you and your friends never need to miss an episode. That's drivetimeaz.com.
Hey, Tom, speaking of great companies, Bruce Wallace of Five Star Cars is in the studio today as a co-host. Bruce, you've been here before, and we're happy to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Guys, we also have a couple of special guests here today, Robin Woolsey and Cal Terry of the Prescott Antique Automobile Club. We're happy you could both be with us today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
So, guys, we're going to spend some time talking about the Prescott Automobile Club itself, but we also want to have a conversation about a little event you got coming up.
Oh, yeah. Watson Lake Car Show and Swap Meet.
Is that your premier event of the year?
Oh, it is, yes.
Ken, you're more familiar with this whole car collector scene. What's the deal? What do you want to know, or what do you think folks ought to know about it?
Well, I've enjoyed that event every year since I've lived here, and it's wonderful. It's for me, I look forward to it the most of any automotive event in the Quad City area for the whole year. And I'm a swap meet junkie, so first I have to go in there and empty my wallet before I go look at the cars.
Tell us a little bit about the club first.
It's our, what year, Robin? Is it our, 2022 is our 50th year?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 50th year.
Yeah. And the car show is in our 48th year. It would be our 49th, but we missed 1 year because of COVID. So it's continuous. We have about 200, 400, over 400 members with over 600 cars right here in Prescott in the area.
Wow.
So it's a busy club.
Are any of the original members still part of the club?
We have a few.
About six, I think.
Of the founding members.
That's correct.
That's cool, isn't it? Don't you have a couple of special project vehicles that you guys work on as a club?
Yeah, we have a 1932 fire truck that the city of Prescott sold to the club for $1 with the understanding that we would restore it, and we did. And you can see it in the parades around town.
And that has a city history to it, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they used it until the 80s as a backup.
And they bought it. Was it brand new?
They bought it brand new, yeah.
Okay.
We have the original factory pictures of it.
And then we have the 47 school bus that Prescott used, number 4. And we actually have some members in the club that actually rode in that school bus going to school.
How cool is that?
And that's in progress of being restored.
Right. And the fire truck's in the parade every year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And all the parades.
And okay. You go around the area.
Yeah.
No, I mean in Prescott.
All
Christmas,
all the
veterans.
Oh, I see.
Et cetera. All the parades that we have.
Plus the club's well represented, too, right?
We are.
With your own club cars.
That's correct.
And I might add that you guys did it on fabulous job of restoring that. I'm looking forward to seeing the school bus because I'm sure it'll be done to the same standard, but it's A1.
It's coming along.
And you can see the fire truck at Watson Lake at our show.
Oh,
right,
cool.
Right when you enter. Yeah. Yes.
You know, my first exposure to your club and to your parade, your entry into the parade, was before I had ever even heard of Prescott. There's a movie, I'm sure you guys know about it, that features your club coming down right down the street during the 4th of July parade.
Right.
Junior Bonner.
And there's some really old cars in that parade.
Steve McQueen was the star of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I move up here, all of a sudden, I joined the club because I had a collectible car. And Mike Pfeiffer over at Certified Transmission says, "Hey, you got to join this club." So I went over and started meeting with you guys. And I don't have the car anymore, so I just kind of dropped out of it. But, I joined the club. And then I see all these guys that were in the parade. It was very cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
What is the purpose of your club? Charities or anything like
well,
that?
Well, basically
you guys
a social club and get together with the cars. But we also support the veteran over at the hospital at Christmas, and we support some scholarships for the automotive industry.
Nice.
In the local area, yeah.
And when are the meetings?
Every second Wednesday of the month.
Okay. And you also have a car show down at the Sprouts Shopping Center, right?
Yeah, a cruise in, and you don't have to be a member of the club to join.
Yeah.
We also have informal meetings every Tuesday morning at our clubhouse for club members to work on the bus, kick the tires, drink coffee, eat donuts.
Tell stories.
And the like.
Yeah, bench racing.
Is it sort of a Norman Rockwell setting?
Well, not quite, but close enough.
So where is your club at?
We are located off of Fair Street, the county administrative building right near Fry's. Behind it and off to the side, you'll see what looks like kind of a Quonset hut, and that's where we're located.
To get back there, you kind of got to go around the right side of that building.
That's correct. You get to the back of the county administrative building, and you'll see our building. So we're kind of adjoining the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it backs right up to the parking lot.
Right,
that's correct.
Rodeo grounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I said fairground. Rodeo grounds, yes.
Yeah, it's a little tricky to find the first time.
Siri doesn't know where it is.
No, neither does GPS.
I had a terrible time the first time I went there.
So, Desmond, you did something special yesterday you were telling me about that relates directly to this club and any club, frankly. With your employee and his low rider.
Oh, sponsoring him. Yeah, it's very much his passion. He is always working on this car, and he's never had a sponsor. And I was just, you know, I really appreciate him and the hard work that he does. And so I asked him if I could sponsor him, and we're going to make sure he's going to be in the Watson Lake Car Show for the first time.
What's his name?
Luis.
Luis. And how old is Luis? About?
I would say probably 32, 33.
32. Does he qualify to be in your club with a low rider?
Absolutely.
It's a very
you don't even
car.
Have to own a car to be a member of our club.
Yeah, but you feel funny when you don't, because that's how I felt.
Oh, that's how you can find a car you want to buy, though.
Yeah, that's
correct.
For sure. Yeah.
So can anybody come work on the bus, or do they have to be a member?
They have to be a member.
Okay.
Yeah, just basically for insurance reasons and all that.
I got you.
And we work on it on Tuesday mornings. Get a crowd of guys, and they're swarming the bus. And
every once in a while, they put their cup of coffee down.
Yes.
And what are the requirements for a membership and dues and so forth?
You don't have to own a classic car to join. And dues are $60 to join, and then I think it's $40 or $50 to renew.
40 per year.
40
thereafter.
Per year to renew, yeah. Uh-huh.
So do you guys do events with the Dewey Classic Cruisers? I think I've seen you guys do car shows together with those guys. The reason I'm asking is they're close to us out there in Prescott Valley, and I got hooked up with them, and we show our big Hummer and some of their car shows and things. And I thought I saw that you guys did things together.
Some
sometimes.
Of our members may participate, okay. But I don't know if the club actively joins them.
Okay.
So it may not be an official club event.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Probably a crazy question, but do you guys have a website or anything to learn more about you?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes, we do. We have the Prescott Antique Auto Club website. It's PAC, P as in Peter, A-A, C as in Charlie, A-Z.com.
Nice.
And you can join the club from that website.
Do you have a newsletter or anything goes out by email or... How do you keep in touch with the members?
We do have an email newsletter once a month. And for those that don't have email, which are some, we just have a paper hard copy issue that we mail out.
Or smoke signals.
No, not too many people understand those anymore.
No, okay.
That's for our generally more seasoned
the original
members.
So break down the car show for us, the big one at Lake Watson. Or what, is it Watson Lake? Watson Lake.
Watson Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the big one is coming up. When is it, first of
Saturday
all?
And Sunday, August 6th, 5th and 6th. I'm sorry. Yeah, 5th and 6th. It's the public is admitted at 8 o'clock. The show cars get there about 6 in the morning. And it's first come, first served this year, although next year we will be having pre-registration.
And as I recall, there's quite a lineup to get in.
There is. We try and move them along as fast as we can because some of those old cars get hot.
Uh-huh.
And we park them as quick as we can on the lawn there at Watson Lake. A show car on Saturday, entry is $40. You get a goodie bag and a T-shirt. Sunday is $20. You don't get a T-shirt or a goodie bag, but there are fewer cars and better chance for a trophy on Sunday.
You give trophies both days?
Both days. Handmade, one-of-a-kind trophies.
Okay.
The swap meet is $75 a space, and I talked to our swap meet director just this morning, and he's only got a few spaces left, so they do sell out.
Good for you. That's great.
We have a car corral for cars for sale, and that's $30 for the weekend. So, and the show runs from 8 to 3 both days.
All right, and 8 to 3, but you don't have to hang out there all day once you're in. You can leave and come back,
right? We give the trophies away about 2 o'clock. But, and boy, they bail after that if it's hot.
but you can come and go throughout the day, right?
You can't take your car out and come back.
No, I meant as a like me, just spectator. Going out to walk through.
Yeah, and you get a wristband, so you can go and come.
You can come and go both days. So in other words, one wristband, one entrance fee, which is $7, by the way, for the public.
Okay.
Under 15 and under are free, and if you get a wristband, you're good both days.
Would my gray hair give me away of being over 15?
Yeah. Prematurely
you're
gray.
You're too quick.
We also have a raffle, and we also have a food court. So it's a full day.
Yeah, and it's a good food court, as I recall.
Yes, it is. You would have to be a member to put a car in the show?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Is there spaces left for cars?
Well, it's first come, first serve this year.
Okay.
And last year we didn't sell out. We have space for 200 cars, and last year we had 188.
Okay.
So, but we have sold out.
So I can bring my big Hummer.
You're thinking of the Hummer.
Yeah.
You can just drive over people to get in.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can park a Metropolitan underneath it. You need double space.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
When is set up for the swap meet?
Friday.
What time does that start?
Well, mostly all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cars can be brought in, show cars, Saturday.
Yeah. You can bring your car for sale in on Friday as well for the car corral.
I see. Good to know.
Are you guys expecting to sell out this year?
Well, we always hope so. But, you know, with the late rain, it's hard to say.
So you said the swap meet's almost sold out. How many vendors would that be?
150.
150 vendors, yeah. 200 cars.
200 cars.
So it is. It would take you a full day just to go see everything if you wanted to see it all, wouldn't it?
It would.
And about 75 cars for sale on top of the show.
I was going to ask you if you remembered. Yeah.
Wow. So and these are classic cars, not just any car.
Yeah,
it could be any car.
We encourage
classic cars.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know if we would actually turn anyone away. But it hasn't been an issue.
So for the Volkswagen nuts, and I know there's a few. Oh, you're one.
I am.
You actually have a Volkswagen section, right?
Yeah, we do. Sunday we have Volkswagen trophies, and we have up as many as 80 Volkswagen show up. Some of them come down up the hill from Phoenix, and we have trophies for Volkswagens on Sunday.
Are they more compact than the other trophies?
No, but they're not bigger either.
I have a special place in my heart for Volkswagen. I started out my career kind of working for Volkswagen of America's national headquarters.
Oh.
I have a special place for Volkswagens, too. My very first brand new car, I was still in high school, was a 66 Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. And here's the funny part of it. Last year, I bought a new set of tires for my Mercedes. They cost more than that Volkswagen did brand new.
Set
of tires. Well,
there's a big Volkswagen market out there. They're real popular still, and I hear those kind of stories all the time. Oh, I had one of those in high school. I learned to drive in one of those.
Well, you know, Kim, she's a gal that came in. She's going to bring you the poster about the show.
Uh-huh.
So Kim works here at the station. She has a fully restored 65.
Well, then she ought to bring it out on Sunday.
Shouldn't she? We ought to get her in here if we can.
I should have brought one of the trophies that the guys make. They're beautiful. They're just beautiful.
If you see her walking by the studio, wave her down. We'll bring her in and have her say hi.
Yeah. I had seven of them. I had seven different Volkswagen Beetles.
Wow. And mine's a 69. I tow it behind the motorhome. That's why I bought it. It turned out to be too much fun to drive.
Yeah, I had a couple of buses and two or three Beetles.
Well, you can't even find buses anymore for any kind of good money.
I bet.
Yeah. They're over the top.
Especially the 21 window version with the sunroof.
23 window.
Yeah, 23, sorry.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands. That's incredible.
We had a guest that had one of those, didn't we?
Hello?
Oh, no, it was a song of the week. A few weeks back, a guy named Frank talked about he lived in Long Island, and he was going surfing with a bunch of buddies down at Virginia Beach. And there was a surf contest, and he described why he picked that song that he picked.
Oh.
It was the Magic Bus he picked. I remember that.
I remember
Anyhow,
that. Anyhow,
so he talked about how he had this one with all the windows all the way around and the roof that peeled all the way back. Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, and the windshield's a tip up.
I call those sambas.
So we could talk about Volkswagens, it sounds like, for quite a while.
We could.
I remember back in the late 60s where I lived, there was a Volkswagen minibus around town, and it had the curtains, most of us old enough to remember that, had the curtains all the way around, had a bumper sticker on it that said, "Don't laugh, your daughter's inside."
Right.
It was funny. Frank made a comment about he didn't understand why his girlfriend's parents didn't like him. Anyhow, I suppose you occasionally have the need where you get a minor dent or ding in one of these classic cars, and you hate to tear the whole thing apart just to fix it. One of our sponsors is Paintless Dent Repair Company. It's called All New Again over in Prescott Valley. Bruce, Brandon, Matt, and Chris call themselves the crew all over there at All New Again Paintless Dent Repair. Let me tell you, these guys are magicians when it comes to making dents literally disappear. When I say disappear, I mean just that. They're invisible. The beauty of Paintless Dent Repair is that your car's original paint remains intact, so the integrity of the finish is preserved. By the way, they'll tell you right up front if your damage is right for Paintless Dent Repair. They never charge you for estimates, and there's no appointment needed. You can even send them a picture of your dent, and they'll give you their opinion right over the phone. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Even if they try to fix it and can't make it perfect, they don't charge you. I came up with this slogan for them: results you can't see or it's free. They loved it, they use it, and they mean it. Here's an alert for you. Hail season is here, and hailstorms attract hail chasers. As the name implies, these outfits travel around the country chasing hailstorms. They pop up tents and signs on every corner, and the sign says, "We fix hail damage. The problem is, they blow out of town as fast as the hailstorm blew in. Once they're gone, what are you going to do if something goes wrong with their work? These guys are tricky, too. They'll get burner cell phones and local numbers so you think they're hometowners. Don't fall victim to these gypsy-style operators. I was over at All New again recently and saw an example of the kind of work done by some of these hail chasers last season. Believe me, it wasn't a pretty sight. The poor owner needs to have it all done over. So when it comes to paintless dent repair, take it to All New again. They've been in business for 2 decades, and they're here to stay. They're located at 8000 East Long Mesa Drive over in Prescott Valley. Contact All New again paintless dent repair by going to the drivetimeaz.com website and clicking on All New again. It will take you straight to their website and tell them Drive Time sent you.
So how many members are in your club?
We have 250 members, and we consider spouses and significant others also as members. And when you add them, it's around 450.
Nice.
And I've heard some scuttlebutt that the actual number one, the first Ferrari ever made, actually resides in a collection in Prescott. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, the gentleman's a member of the club. He's had it for many, many years. He was offered... The Ferrari factory offered to buy it, and he turned them down. So wow. It used to run. I don't know if it does now. And he has brought it to the show in the past.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see it. I heard through the grapevine that number might be around $5 million plus a new Ferrari.
I wouldn't even want to estimate.
Yeah.
Wow. Just out of curiosity, is it red?
Of course.
Okay, well, guys, it's been great having you here. I'm not inviting you to leave. In fact, I'm inviting you to stay and take part in it, but we need to move on to our next segment, and that is the listener question of the week. That music means it's time to announce the winner of the Listener Question of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your car repair question or concern. If your entry is selected, you win. It's that simple. Congratulations to this week's winner. You get a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of our friends of the show, Third Shot Coffee and Acai, located in Gateway Mall next to Starting Point Church. My personal favorite is the Prescott Power Acai Bowl. It's protein-packed with all kinds of natural peanut butter and a whole bunch of other nutritious stuff. It's a perfect meal replacement. They also serve specialty coffees, breakfast, bakery goods. Let them know that you heard about them on the Drive Time Radio Show. This week's winner is Joe. Joe's question is perfect for Bruce, our five-star cars owner here. And he says, what are the best ways to find technical service warnings or recalls that a particular car might have before buying a vehicle?
Well, that's a good question. I would say my first choice would be Carfax. If you're going to get a Carfax, it's going to cost you $35. If you call me, I'll get it to you for no charge. But you can find on Carfax the history of the car, and it will also put there if there's any open recalls that haven't been done, that sort of thing. So that's real good. I mean, you can also just call the dealer. That's a good way to do it, and they'll look it up on their system and let you know if there's any recalls out.
Doesn't matter how old it is?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, of course, Carfax hasn't been around that long. So I'm not sure how far back they go, but
I was thinking more in terms of the dealer.
The dealer, yeah.
Would they go back?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how far back they would go, but we have used them in the past as well, and that works really well. And then there are some other sites that you can go to. The NHTSA.gov site is one that you can check out. There's several sites that list complaints from consumers and different things about cars, user-generated type stuff. But yeah, I don't know about that. I think that I don't care what the car is. You've always got people that love it, and you've always got people that hate it.
Yeah.
So I tend to get a little confused with those, really, when you go to those sites. But mostly I would just check out Carfax, the dealer, or that NHTSA.gov site. Those would probably be the three that would work really well for you.
I found that on Carfax, it seems like they don't go back – to the older cars if they have less than a 17-digit VIN.
True.
Because I've got a couple. Most of my cars don't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can also, like Mitchell On Demand and stuff has service bulletins and so forth. And you can look up, if you Google problems with model XYZ, mm-hmm. a lot of times some of the major stuff will come up.
Yeah. You don't have to be a member of Mitchell to use Mitchell On Demand?
You have to find a shop, like if you have a friend that has a shop or something that has it. That's a paid subscription.
Okay.
Once you buy a car, you can subscribe to Mitchell On Demand for your specific vehicle as an individual user.
Like you used to be able to buy those little repair manuals for your specific car, right?
The ones that I used to write.
You wrote those?
I wrote at least a dozen Haynes repair manuals.
Wow.
Amazing. I learned something new about you and your history every time we get together. You're amazing, Ken. Well, anyhow, so are you, Desmond.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you never cease to amaze me. But what I like about you is you're not all business.
No.
I mean, you're all business when it's between business hours, but you have a grandson you're pretty proud of, too.
Oh, my goodness. He's my little buddy, my little shadow. We do everything together. He actually just caught his first catfish. That thing was probably half as big as him. they got a weight. It was 6 pounds. That's a pretty good size catfish.
Well, the picture you showed me was a bass too, and that was an old piker.
No, that was his first fish ever, was the bass. Anyway, we have a blast and we get to go riding all the time. I've been teaching him how to shoot and gun safety and, we just everything, Legos, you name it. 10 years old, they're so much fun.
And Desmond, we mentioned earlier about your employee that you were just kind of listening in and you found out he has this really cool car. And just to give you an idea, folks, where Desmond's heart is, tell us again, what is it you did for him? I think it was so cool.
I told him that I would sponsor his car. Whatever car shows he wanted to go into, I would pay for all of his entry fees and help him out, give him the shop to use to do some repairs. He's really passionate about it, and I love him. He's a great kid. I call him kid, 32. But he takes care of us. He's a single dad, very family-orientated. I respect the world out of him.
Now, I know with a low rider, sometimes it's hard to tell, but do you know what kind of car it is?
It's a Cutlass. It's a Cutlass. Yeah. It's got classic plates on it. If I had to guess, I would probably say 82, 83 Cutlass.
Okay. Well, remember we had that 86 in here. We didn't have the car in here, but we interviewed a guy from Norfolk, Nebraska, guys. Had a Olds Cutlass. It looked like any other very nicely restored Olds Cutlass that we might pull up next to you. But it was an all-wheel drive, 1,000 horsepower Cutlass. Street legal. He drove it all the way from Norfolk, Nebraska to Los Angeles to be on Hoonigans. Hmm. So you guys that are into cars, I know you're into cars, so I just thought I'd share that story, even though it's in a previous episode.
Has 1,000 horsepower Toronado that you can't tell.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he gave me a ride in that thing.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows Jay. And I'm keep twisting his arm to get him to get Jay to come on here. It would make the show, man.
I'll get him on. I've known him for over 30 years. I knew him before he had the Tonight Show. I used to go and help him work on his cars over in Burbank.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be so cool.
He did a comedy show here at the college.
Oh, okay, so there's nothing new. If I bring Jay, it's just hum.
He did a show for the 50th anniversary of the college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
I saw it, yeah.
Well, you know, Desmond, I was really impressed with how you're so good at balancing life. But Bruce is sitting right here on my right. And that's one of the things that impresses me so much about Bruce is how he balances his life, and he's never going to live this down. He does the most important part of running his business while he's sitting in his jammies. Tell us about that, Bruce.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad this isn't TV.
He didn't wear jammies today, folks. He's fully dressed.
Yeah, well, I buy all the cars and spend quite a bit of time looking for the right cars, quality cars with good histories and been taken well care of. And it used to be that years ago when I first started, I mean, we've been doing this almost 10 years. For the first number of years, you had to go in person. That was before the internet was real big. And so we would jump in a car and drive either to Phoenix or L.A. or Vegas and you know, bear the heat or the cold and look for cars. And so, but when the internet really came on strong, then all the auctions started putting in place, everything that they needed in order to buy the cars online. And man, I took that hook, line, and sinker. I haven't been back since. So, yeah, I do. I buy them all on the computer, and it's actually better. It's better for me. I can take more time. I don't get caught up in the drama. And we can do a little more searching and the history and things like that. So
is it kind of a silent auction?
No, it's very, very real auction. In fact, there's still
auction.
People there.
Okay.
So they have cameras. You can see the people there that are bidding. So they bid both with the people in attendance and also online at the same time.
But the VIN number comes up. You can do a whole background check, Carfax,
ahead
whatever.
Of time, yeah. You can look at all the cars ahead of time, before the sale, days before the sale. And you can do all your study and things then and just keep a list of the ones you're interested in, you know, the run numbers and things like that. And it works really well. It made a world difference for me. I really enjoyed doing that.
So your dealership really, Bruce, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's only as good as your inventory is, right? And I don't mean your quantity of inventory, but the quality of your inventory.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said before, you know, they're used cars, and at the end of the day, we do the very best we can. We have great mechanics on staff, and we use several checklists, and our lead mechanic drives all the cars at least 75 miles. So we work them over real well, but you know, at the end of the day, they're used cars, and we just hope and pray that they'll be great cars for the people that buy them. And when they're not, if something goes wrong, you know, we stand behind them. They bring them back, we take care of them. So it's been a good formula, works really well.
So do you guys sell extended warranties?
Absolutely, yeah, we do. And I'd say, probably, I don't know, 60-70% of the people end up getting those. And I tell people, really, it's not about buying a warranty so that you will fix your car when it breaks, although that's what it does. To me, it's about buying peace of mind, really. Because a lot of people, you know, there can be very expensive repairs, as you guys know. And if they have a 3-year warranty on their car, you know, they don't have to worry so much about that. And so, yeah, we have some really nice bumper-to-bumper type warranties that cover pretty much everything, you know, on the car. They do have exclusions as far as, you know, small things, but all the major stuff and, you know, right down to air conditioning components or seat motors or window motors, you know, you name it, it's going to be covered by the warranty.
Nice.
All that traveling you used to have to do, that not only burns up your time, but it adds a lot of cost to the mm-hmm. sale. And doesn't give you anything back.
Yeah.
And it also, when you travel all the way to Los Angeles to look at a car and you get there, it's not quite as good as you thought. It kind of forces you to overlook a few things because mm-hmm. of the cost that you, the money you spent going over there.
That's true, yeah. Way back in the day, well, this is dating myself, but way back in when we first started, me and my brothers, not 5-star cars, this was my dad at a service station in Prescott back in the 70s, an Exxon station in Prescott. And so I got my dealer's license back then and started selling some cars. And we would get up in the morning and drive to Phoenix and get on an airplane, fly to L.A., buy a few cars and drive them all back, all, you know, within about a 24-hour process. And that was quite a trip, but that was a lot of memories.
And so that just adds to the cost, mm-hmm. and, of course, that adds to the price.
Yeah.
So you know what to look for when you're buying a car to put on the lot. So I have two questions related to that. One is, what happens when you're wrong? Mm-hmm. What do you do with that car?
Okay. Well, you know, I buy cars that always have auction guarantees. So if I get a car back and it has something wrong with it that they didn't disclose, because they're really good at disclosing anything that's wrong with the car. You can buy cars as is all day long, but it's very risky. I don't do that. So the cars I buy do have auction guarantees, and if there's something, then we send it back. And if they confirm that, yeah, it does have that, then they just unwind the deal.
So you don't really get stuck with a bad car, but occasionally, right. I'll bet sometimes you misread the market. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get a car that doesn't move so well.
We've got them before where, for whatever reason, they had an issue that I either didn't notice or But anyways, we fix them. You know, we fix them.
Well. Okay, well, that's good to know. But what I was referring to is when you kind of mispeg the market, you think, boy, this car is going to sell real easy. Yeah. And then it sits with you for months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I understand you have a new approach to what you're going to do with those cars, even though they're good cars.
Yeah, and traditionally in the past what we've done is we just, you know, at some point we'll just mark them down. We'll try and move them because we typically don't mark the cars down. We try and price them, you know, competitively from the get-go, and that's always been best for us. I think, you know, in the end, it seems like people appreciate not having to do a lot of haggling. Uh-huh. A lot of people do, and we've never been a haggle type of a dealership, and that's worked out well. You know, we'll do things for people. We'll give them maybe a discount on a warranty, or we'll throw them a Red Lobster gift certificate or something, but typically, we try and price the cars where they need to be. But if we get one like that now, we just came up with this idea recently because I think going through the COVID thing and the car market with the pricing being up and down and all over the place like it has been, it's been real easy to get a car, end up with cars that you're upside down in because of the pricing, the market pricing's been so erratic, you know. So we just last week decided we're going to run an auction lane, and it's not actually an auction. We're just calling it auction lane, but we're putting you know, 6, 8, 10 cars there, and we're advertising that you can buy them below our cost, and that's really true. There's no gimmick. We would show them our costs if we need to, but they can come in and buy these cars below our cost. So that's what we're going to do.
And there's not really anything wrong with the cars. It's like I say, you just mispegged the market a little bit.
They are absolutely frontline cars. We've done everything to them, just like we do all of our cars. They're very desirable cars, but for whatever reason, who knows? You know, it's hard to say why some cars sit and why some cars don't. You go crazy trying to figure that out. And if you could figure it out, you'd become rich.
Right. Well, there's two things for sure about a used car. Number one, there's no other car like it, so it's very unique because there's no other car exactly the same because it's used. And the second is because it's used, you're buying the unused part.
Mm-hmm, true.
So anyhow, that's a little Tom for you, Tom wisdom.
A little Ken wisdom. I've found that, you know, it used to be cars at 100,000 miles were worn out.
Mm-hmm.
They needed decarbonization. They needed valve jobs. They needed ring and bearing jobs. And now 200,000 plus, they're just hitting their stride.
Yeah.
I see a lot going to 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
I see a fair amount going to 400,000. I've worked on cars that had over 550,000 on them, and they were still on the original engine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And I usually tell people, you know, you take care of them, you know, you can get a couple hundred thousand before you really need to do much to them. I mean, they're running a long time. You take care of them.
I knew the guy that had the 3-million-mile Volvo.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And he never let anybody else drive it. He would drive it on the lot. He wouldn't let anybody drive it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He passed away, and I think Volvo bought the car finally. Wow. But, yeah, he got like two or three new Volvos from Volvo for having that many miles. He had the badge on the grill, you know.
Wow. Yes. Wow. And the thing is, there's two reasons. Desmond, you're a technician. I think there's two major reasons why these cars last so much longer. One is supreme lubricants that we have today.
Absolutely.
And the other being the great engineering that goes into them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They spend millions of dollars in research and development and tens of thousands of man hours tearing these cars apart, putting them back together. They have it down to a science. It is nothing for today's cars to do 200,000 miles without blinking.
Yeah, I thought someone was joking with me the first time, Ken, like you said, it's just broken in at 100,000.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely.
No, a lot of it is the lubricants, and a lot of it is the machine work is so precision now.
Mm-hmm.
They're down in the tenths instead of the thousandths of an inch. They're down into the tenths now and going below that.
Yep.
The accuracy of all the machine work, you don't have all this heavy break-in and all these loose parts rubbing back and forth.
Nope. And the computers. Computers that these cars, the average car now is like 14 computers in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the transmission world, we're seeing that they're measuring the oil that it takes to apply a clutch. They're measuring shift time in milliseconds. It's amazing what they do. My personal truck's already got 150,000 on it. It's a 2019, and it still feels like the day I bought it.
And they, with the precise fuel injection systems and the oxygen mm-hmm. sensors, the startup, it used to be that the carburetors would, the chokes would dump tons of fuel into the oil. Mm-hmm. And now they burn clean. There's not all that, all that contamination into the oils.
Well, Desmond, isn't it true, too, that I know that sometimes you might feel like you've got a transmission problem. I know I've felt that before. Maybe it starts shifting differently. And you can take it in and have it programmed or updated. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that'll take care of the problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the we've started doing that in-house.
Go ahead, Desmond. Mm-hmm.
I do so much programming in-house now, whether it be factory programmer, factory programming, aftermarket programming. It's amazing what these cars are capable of.
And don't the computers kind of prevent you from doing harm to your engine?
Absolutely.
Or to your transmission, either
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely. They call it fail-safe. When your check engine light comes on, the computers go into a failure management strategy, and it is trying to protect the car from doing any further damage, whether the way it shifts, the way it runs, whatever. It is trying to protect itself. That's why I always tell people, bring it in. Don't drive a small problem into a big one.
Yeah.
So I was trying to tee up this question earlier, but I'm going to ask it now. So you know what to look for when you're buying a car to sell it, but can you give the listeners some tips on what they might look for when they're thinking about buying a car?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think personally that the number one thing that they want to do is buy it from a reputable dealer. And fortunately, Prescott, being small like we are still and kind of hometown, we have a lot of reputable dealers in town, I will say that. But if you're going to plan on going to a big city, I would definitely be very wary of that. The used car dealers have come by their reputation honestly. And so you want to be careful. I'd say that'd be the number one thing. You know, and you can check that by looking at Google reviews. That's a great place to go. You can read what people the experiences that people have had, and just ask around a little bit. But you want a dealer that's going to stand behind the product they sell. If there's an issue, that they're going to take care of it. They're going to treat you right. They're going to just be better all the way around. I'd say that'd be number one. Number two, you probably want to make sure you get a Carfax report. Carfax is really good, or AutoCheck, but we use Carfax. Some dealers are hesitant to give those out, unfortunately. But I would always make sure you get one of those. And we post Carfax right on the window of all of our cars for people to see. And then I would say also, you know, make sure that you know what the finalized price is, because a lot of times, we hear horror stories of these dealers that add things on that people don't even know until after they bought the car, that they've added on hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of dollars of fluff, really, things that, you know, they don't really need, and they don't disclose like they should. So you want to make sure, you get a finalized price out the door, broken down for you. Outside of that, and I would say the final thing would be make sure they let you drive it. You know, don't let them drive you around the block or go with you even. Sometimes I think that, you know, we give the customers the keys and we say, you know, go pick up your wife, take it out for lunch, whatever you want to do. But give it a good drive. Make sure you like it. Make sure it feels right. Make sure it sits you right before you purchase the car. And we always
You'll
do
probably
that,
shoot so. Me for this, but what about taking it to your favorite mechanic and have him take a look at it?
No, absolutely. Do that a lot.
I don't think there's probably a better place to go than to go over to Prescott Tire Pros. You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later, but here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
So, Bruce, I have one more question that itching to ask you about ever since I met you, and that's, what's the story with that big giant Hummer you got sitting out front? Other than, is it a sign, a billboard? What is it?
I'd say, come on out, I'll give you a ride. Yeah, you know, years ago, I bought that. I was faced with a decision of spending a bunch of money on a sign. And then I happened to see that online in my jammies. And so I, made an offer. And I thought, you know what, I think that I'll put my sign on that and be kind of a rolling billboard. And it's worked out really well. It's a lot of fun. It's got 49-inch tires on it, and it's all, it's been, somebody's put a lot of money into it.
You didn't do all that.
We didn't do it. No, I bought it that way. Yeah, we did a little couple little things, but no, it was that way. So we put our graphics on it, and we park it right out there in the corner on the lot, and people notice it, but it's been in a lot of parades and car shows, and people love taking pictures with it and put the kids next to the tires and snap pictures. And
how many gallons of gas does that burn per mile?
You don't want to know. I might get in trouble.
But it's quite the deal.
It's a lot of fun.
It's worth driving by your place just to see that.
It's a lot of fun. I have done, we took, use it for prom one year. We had a customer of ours call and asked if they could, if we would take their daughter and her date on the prom. And so we did that. And we've done some special things with it, and it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it.
Must have been a trick getting into it.
You had to carry a little ladder in the back. Yeah, a little ladder for them to get up and out. But
that's so very cool. So, Bruce, I opened your segment by talking about how you balance life so well with business. And, of course, joking about the jammies. But I think you really do have a special value to your life that's different than most. You're who you report to.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a Christian-based business, and so I value honesty and integrity very highly, not only in myself but also in our employees. And we treat customers that way. We treat them like we would want to be treated. And it's a good recipe for success, really, in any business, I believe. So that's how we do it. And I have been backing away a little bit, trying to, you know, life is so short. It seems like, man, a little older you get, you realize how fast it really goes. So I've been spending more time. I've got 9.5 grandkids, and I spend a lot of time with them. They live really close to us. And so, yeah, God's been good and blessed me in many ways, and we're very thankful.
You know, the other day I heard a guy say, it isn't that life's so short, it's that eternity is so long.
Yes.
So the question is, where are we going to spend eternity?
That's true.
And I think you figured that out, didn't you?
Well, I pray so, yes. I believe so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know many of our listeners have been waiting for the car show lowdown. You could say that Ken Freund is a car show junkie, but he's also into motorcycles. He's ridden motorcycles across 6 of the world's 7 continents and lived to write about it. He's tested and evaluated motorcycles for virtually all of the major motorcycle manufacturers and then reviewed them in his articles in Rider Magazine and Roadrunner Magazine. Anyhow, Ken's been searching for the lowdown on upcoming events. So what's going on, Ken?
So let's talk about car shows for a minute and upcoming events. Today, July 22nd, there's the Outlaw Cars and Coffee. It's 7 to 9 a.m. at Outlaw Donuts, 414 West Goodwin Street in Prescott. There's another new one that's starting up. It's over by Bosa Donuts, which is a new recently opened shop. Their Cars and Coffee also runs 7 to 9 a.m. every Saturday. They're at 6640 North Viewpoint in Prescott Valley. Up by Roberts Market there and 89A. Then 9 to 11 a.m., there 22nd today, it's Prescott Cars and Coffee at the Gateway Mall. That's run by Third Shot Coffee.
They're one of our
our sponsors, by the way.
Yeah, and cool ones, too.
Yeah.
Bike and ATV night at Founding Fathers every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. at 218 North Granite Street in Prescott. And the star event, ta-da, Watson Lake Car and Truck Show is upcoming with the swap meet. It's the annual event of the Prescott Antique Automobile Club. That's August 5th and 6th.
Do you guys want to give another quick shout-out about it?
I'd love to. The show is August 5th and 6th. General admission is $7. Kids under 15 with an adult admission are free. Show cars are $40 on Saturday. You get a goodie bag and a T-shirt. Sunday show cars are $20. The swap meet spaces, which are selling fast, are $75 for both days. The car corral, where you can sell your car, is $30 for both days. And the show runs from 8 to 3.
And bring the whole family out. We have a well-attended event.
Yeah, and there's lots of activities there, too.
Exactly.
I think the kayak thing's even open, isn't it, while you're doing your show?
You can bring your kayak in. They only open one of the launch spaces.
Oh, okay.
We take up most of the area.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can bring your kayak in.
We have about 5,000 attendees over the 2 days. So it's big.
That's a big event.
Yeah, bring your sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lots of water.
So, yeah, there's constantly new items coming up in the area. Check our website, DriveTimeAZ,
DriveTimeAZ.com. Remember to click the links under Ken's picture on the DriveTimeAZ.com website for the full scoop on car shows and motorcycle events. So, Bruce, as always, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I just can't thank you enough for being part of the show, for being one of the sponsors. It's just a pleasure to know you. So,
thank you, Tom.
Thanks for coming on.
I feel the same way about you, and it's been a real good experience.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. You too, Desmond.
Yeah, it's been great hearing from you again.
Thank you, Ken.
So today, we've talked a lot about old cars, new cars, in-between cars, and how long cars last. And probably nothing makes cars last longer than great lubricants. And we're blessed to have Bennett Oil as one of our sponsors. Check engine light on. You know, one possibility is running too low octane or low tier unbranded gas, or simply just some bad or contaminated gas. I want to tell you about the good folks at Bennett Oil. When it comes to quality, they never cut corners. They sell only top-tier fuels with premium additive packages like Chevron and Texaco with Tecron, VP Racing Fuels and Lubricants, and a complete line of Citgo lubricants. From its humble beginning 85 years ago with Czech's Atlantic Richfield Service right here in Prescott to the multi-state company it is today, Bennett Oil is known for top quality and customer-first service. If you have a business or a fleet of vehicles, Bennett Oil's Pacific Pride Commercial Fleet Card might be the answer for helping to control your fuel costs. By the way, you don't have to have a fleet. The folks at Bennett Oil can customize a program for you, too. There are thousands of locations nationally, and Bennett Oil has a 6 Pacific Pride commercial refueling sites for 24/7 fleet card access in the Quad Cities area. There's 3 in Prescott, 1 in Prescott Valley, 1 in Dewey, and 1 in Chino Valley. These sites boast DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, right at the pump. They have higher volume fueling hoses and nozzles for faster service in larger volume vehicles. They have wide open lanes for large vehicles and RVs, and state-of-the-art fueling controls and fraud prevention. Bennett Oil is also a bulk fuel and petroleum product and equipment distributor, serving retailers, repair shops, and commercial heavy-duty companies with off-site deliveries, even in the field. Non-business listener, everybody uses fuel, and Bennett Oil has 2 retail locations. The Texaco at 810 East Sheldon Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and an amazing full-service deli. Thumb Butte Pit Stop at 1451 West Gurley Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and another great deli. You can also buy your home heating fuel, kerosene, and shingle and fence oil for staining and maintaining your decks, fences, and shingles. Bennett Oil has been serving Arizona's petroleum needs since 1938. This year marks their 85th anniversary. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. There's my musical reminder again. It's time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website. That's drivetimeaz.com and submit your favorite car or motorcycle song along with a funny, sentimental story about why it's your favorite. By the way, don't forget that you can listen to our podcast replays of the show on our website too. Congratulations to this week's winner of a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of the friends of the show. That's the Tropical Smoothie Cafe located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. I happen to love their peanut butter cup smoothie with peanut butter, banana, and chocolate, and I like to add a shot of coffee for a little extra pop. They also serve sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. Give them a try and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. This week's winner is Sally, and we always want to have a good reason why Sally picks the song, but Sally says the reason for her song will be obvious as soon as we tell you the name of the song. It's Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett. It was released back in 1966.
Mustang Sally.
Be sure to tune in again next week and tell your friends about the show. Don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com. Ken, that's drivetimeaz.com for more information and podcasts of our previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.